Hey, beautiful souls. You're very welcome to this cosmic guidance with myself, Hazel Halley, for the 18th to the 25th of November 2019. So the light language is coming through all day, so just thought I'd share that little bit, beautiful souls. I hope that you don't mind I'm doing something different with the background music, as this reading for this week ahead is going to be really in depth. I was explained this by my spirit guides and galactic team that this reading needs to be broke up into three parts for the start of the week, the middle of the week, and the end of the week. So it is going to be broke up into three parts so that we don't get lost in an array of cards. Lost in an array of cards, you say? Yeah, well, it can happen. I used about, how many decks did I use altogether? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, so I used 8 decks. So yeah, I broke it up into 3 parts. So the first, as I said, will be for the start of the week, then the middle, and then the end. And at the end, I will also do the oracles as well. So, what a week last week was. Major influxes of light, patterns, habits, etc. being illuminated and transformed. It was a powerful week. The energy was amazing, but it was also a little bit of a roller coaster. As is nearly all of this Scorpio season. After all this inner work and shadow work, releasing and healing, it does bring forth new light, new growth, new opportunities. We also have a new moon in Sagittarius on the 26th. Sorry, beautiful souls, I'm just laughing because Eve, my cat, is just sitting on the table on top of the tarot cards. She's really joining in for this reading. So sorry, she's after making me lose my train of thought. Oh yeah, so the new moon in Sagittarius on the 26th. So this will also be adding to the new opportunities, the joy, also romance, if that's what you are seeking at this time. With last week's full moon in Taurus, bringing up what we value, what connections, what we want to nurture and grow stronger. I'm sorry, Eve just keeps making me laugh. Eve, stop. I just have to pause for a second. Okay, sorry about that, beautiful souls. So, if your relationships have been through a bit of a roller coaster, this has strengthened the bond and the connection. So you might now see these in a new light, a new way, seeing a side you have never seen before. It is also a good time to change things up a little bit. Maybe the walks that you go on, change your route. Interests in expanding your interests. Moving furniture around. So forth. Again, seeing these in a new light. As I was saying, if we take the same route each day, we tend to not notice the new things or the beauty in things. So by taking a different route, changing it around, we can maybe see the beauty that we haven't noticed before, bringing in also new opportunities and new possibilities. These will also be coming forth in the next 2 weeks. So on the 22nd, we will be moving into Sagittarius season. So whether you are primary, whether you are mainly Sagittarius or have a lot of this in your chart, it is important to understand this energy and this sign, just like the rest of the seasons. So this will be bringing in truth, seeking our truth, speaking our truth, expanding our growth and enlightenment, searching for our inner wisdom and the answer to our questions. This season will make us hunger for expansion. Helping us with taking leaps and risks with the fiery energy. Jupiter is the ruler of Sagittarius, so this is also bringing in luck and abundance. So things slowly starting to fall into place, seeing the growth, seeing the blossoming. This season will last till the solstice on the 21st of December 2019. So as ever, beautiful souls, As I mentioned, we do have powerful spreads ahead. So do make sure that you're comfortable. Make sure that you have your tea, your drink, your snacks, whatever you like to do to chill out to the podcast. As I am guessing it's going to be extra long. I am recording this on this Saturday, so I'm not sure whether I will get it all recorded tonight. I will probably record the second part tomorrow and have it out for Monday, but we'll see how it goes. So we will just take a moment, shift our awareness. Tune into Gaia. Tune into Venus. And tune into the amazing frequencies of love, light, and guidance that's available right now. So beautiful souls, I done this a bit different as I explained. So we have an energy to start off with and then one to finish off. Then we have some tarot in between. So this is going to be for the start of the week. The main energy that we can work with is the chart house, and it is messages. In this card it is brown. There is Egyptian symbols on the wall and an Egyptian eye. It is chart house, it is messages. Again, it is, as I mentioned, this hunger for expansion, for knowledge, for wisdom, for growth, for learning new studies, for taking the new leaps, the new steps. It is also bringing in soul tribe. It is also bringing in siblings in the bloodline lineage. And with this hunger and thirst and want and drive for our inner wisdom, for the answers that we seek, we do have to trust our intuition. Also trusting and asking our guides for messages, for confirmations on our next steps, on the opportunities that's available to us, and what weighing of the decisions would be best. So a thirst for knowledge, for growth, for expansion, for answers to the questions we seek. So also immersing yourself in studies, in a new joy for a new habit, a new opportunity, maybe even a business venture. Our next card is the Four of Pentacles, and it is reversed. So when we see it upright, we can see there is like a gigantic skeleton. I am using the Santa de Muerte deck. She is in a bride's clothing headdress with some pink flowers around. There is a little village with green rooftops. There is some people in the village. She is leaning over one of these rooftops and helping a man up by his arm. And on the side of the building that she is helping him up is a bank. It has bankroll on the side. So this is everything that we have worked for so far. We have earned, we have gathered, accumulated. It is also bringing in the new growth and the new opportunities, the new abundance, but it's reversed. So in order to bring in this new growth, and again tapping into the messages from your ancestors, I am also feeling strong with the releasing. Maybe you have released some ancestral patterns that have put limiting beliefs around money, around abundance, around opportunities and growth. So at the moment, we are in the process of releasing these patterns and opening. I'm really sorry, I don't know why I'm not finishing my words. Opening up the doors to the new opportunities, the new inflow of abundance. But again, it's in the process, or else there is a little bit more releasing to do around that area of money, of opportunities, of expansion, of what you deserve, on how high you want to aim, on your connection to materialism. Again, I am feeling strong with outgrown, like maybe you have outgrown some of the things that you have earned and worked for. Now it is time to release that, to bring in the inflow of new abundance. The next card that we got is It is the tower. But I'm not feeling like it's coming in as what needs to fall away. Again, it's in the process of, it has fallen away. It has been revealed. It has crumbled. And it is now starting to be built on the solid foundations. Built back up from the lessons, the experiences, from the ashes. In this card, there is just a lot of steps, a lot of overcrowding, a lot of being hemmed in, a lot of dimming to fit in. So when that happens, it does have to explode. It does have to be exposed. Especially with the Force card, the patterns were no longer serving. The old ways of being were no longer serving. I'm really sorry, beautiful souls. I don't know why, like, my voice is just, I don't know what's up with it tonight, but it's okay. It's okay. We got this. We got this. So the tower, so it has crumbled. It is in the process of being rebuilt, reborn. The next one we got is the Sun. And in this card, it is reversed. So it is just, again, this time of transition. This period of integrating. In this card, there is a sun. It is made out of a sunflower. In the shape of a skull. There is two skeletons playing the guitar, wearing waistcoats and sombreros. And they are in a field of sunflowers. They are happy. They are joyous. It is also two men. So this is also bringing in the masculine energy. And the drive to put the new opportunities into play. It is an amazing card. It is joy. It is her next chapter. It is all the growth that we have done. And again, we are now being reborn into the highest version of our divine essence. So it is reversed. So at the moment, it's just taking a bit of time for this to come in, for this transition to happen. Also, Mercury has been in retrograde and should be going direct soon enough. So again, that is adding to that stillness, and then it will add to the movement again. Our next card is the Page of Pentacles. and she is reversed. So when we see her upright, we can see that she is in a field of ivy. She has green on. She has a brown bag with a Day of the Dead skull head. She is putting some pentacles into her bag. She is wearing a green dress and a green headdress. She is young, but she is maturing in her growth, in the responsibility that she has taken for her actions, for what she wants to create, for integrating her lessons and building upon them. She is also bringing in abundance. She is also bringing in a steady inflow of this. But she is reversed. So again, I'm just feeling really strong that we're just in this transition period at the moment. So this again is there. This steady inflow of abundance, of growth, of maturity, responsibility. It's just slowed down again as we are in this transitional period. And our next one is the Six of Swords. And in this card, there is a skeleton. He is holding a book. The book has a red ribbon in it for a marker. There is like a circle going around his head, and there is spokes, I want to say, going in. So it really looks like a bicycle wheel with these spokes going in. There is a stained glass window behind him and some white roses up the top. He is actually a priest, and I think he's in that glass window is a church. So this is bringing in the time now to face change, to adjust to the new opportunities. Again, bringing in all the lessons that we have learned. Looking for new solutions in order to not be dissatisfied with the same old. It is time for us to keep going, embark upon our next journey with the weight of all the lessons and the growth and any errors that we have made, that we have built upon and let enrich and make us our own master. And our final card for the start of the week is release. And on this card, it is a beautiful colour. We can just see a cosmic background, some light. It is purple and green. Some butterflies coming out of this light. There is a woman. She has long, deep red hair. She is just coming out of this light. She is holding on to some roots. Again, strongly coming in with releasing ancestral patterns, especially around financial security opportunities. So again, there may be some releasing left to do, or else you are in the process of releasing and integrating. We are strongly reminded that not all of our ancestral patterns or karma serve us, and they are definitely not ours to carry. It is one of the reasons why we have incarnated into our bloodlines, is to transmute and integrate these patterns and limiting beliefs. So, beautiful souls, the start of the week, messages, soul tribe, siblings, your own growth and thirst and drive for expansion, for answers. Some patterns to be released, or material things to be released surrounding financial abundance. In the process of rebuilding on solid foundations, new opportunities, growth, expansion, ready, just in the process. Maturity coming in, stable inflow of abundance. Again, just taking a bit longer to come in. Facing the changes, seeking the opportunities, integrating the lessons we have learned, and then releasing, or in the process of releasing. So stick around for part two, which will be the middle of the week. I promise I will not be choking. I am really sorry about that. I am going to get myself a cup of tea, although that won't make a difference when I edit this. So enjoy part two, beautiful soul. You're very welcome back to part two of this Cosmic Guidance, beautiful souls, with myself, Hazel Halley. I hope you have all taken a break and getting some refreshments. So the second part of this reading is for the middle of the week. Our first card is Pluto with transformation. and we are exactly in that stage at the moment of transformation, of being reborn, of stepping into our power, our self-worth, of integrating our lessons, expressing our wisdom and knowledge, going for what we desire. So transformation coming in strong. It has been for the last 2 weeks. We are in the middle of this now. And with the releasing that was done at the start of the week, with the last of the patterns, with the process of that comes the transformation of all this inner work that we have been doing. And our next card is the Queen of Swords coming straight in. The Queen of Swords is bringing in our "do not fuck with me" in a good kind of way. She is standing in a field with some yellow flowers, again bringing in her self-power. She has a sword and she is just holding this on her shoulders. She is wearing a white and black dress, black sombrero, and she has two flowers at her ears. Her eyes and nose is in the shape of an upside down spade on a card deck. It looks like a love heart. So the Queen of Swords, she is bringing in our maturity, our discipline, holding the weight of our experiences on our shoulders, but not letting it weigh us down, not letting it turn us bitter or be the victim of circumstances, of lessons and experiences that we have went through. So she is bringing in making decisions from this disciplined, mature perspective. Again, with this transformation, is after bringing new growth of maturity, of responsibility, of knowing your true essence. Knowing who you really are. Our next one is the Ten of Wands, and in this card there is a red butterfly. There is red roses and vines on the bottom, and there is a castle in the background, and this is red. So again, this is us now after being reborn through the fire, ready now for our next chapter, for what we desire, for our next opportunities, for taking on these experiences. It is also reminding us to not be indecisive on decisions, on opportunities that are available, to go forth and harness these new opportunities, this new growth, this new area of expansion. Our next one we got is the Page of Wands. And this Page of Wands is sitting on a swing. The swing is made from wood and rope. It is suspended from a tree. There is some red flowers around the tree and some roses at the bottom and vines. The Page of Wands has a top hat on, some earrings, a red ribbon around the top hat, a red shirt and black trousers. It is a girl, her legs are crossed and she's holding one hand on the swing and a scroll in the other hand. So she is bringing in good news. Contracts, opportunities, people for your growth. Page of Wands is also bringing in growth from situations that may at a glance look like they could be not what you're desiring, but they will turn out for the highest good and for the growth. He is also bringing in, again, responsibility, us taking action towards what we want to create, towards managing our day-to-day. Becoming more independent. Knowing and trusting that we are more than able to manage our day-to-day, our affairs, our growth, our life. The next one we have is the Ace of Cups. In this one there is a chalice made from a skull head. It is in a field. It is raining. It's dark. There is a little mosquito flying around the top, and the clouds are black. So this is bringing it in, the seed of potential for the mastery of our emotions, for expressing ourselves from our heart center, speaking our truth, communicating with clarity. It is also bringing in the family, home, the memories that we are creating. It is bringing in prosperity. It is also bringing in nurturing fertility. A new phase of creativity and of change. Bringing projects and goals, inspiration into new light. Again, as I was mentioning at the start, seeing things in a new way, in a new light. So an amazing card it is, bringing in our abundance, both for our family and for prosperity. Our next card is the High Priestess, and she is sitting on a throne. The throne is made up of knives or handles. No, it is. It's made up of knives, but we can just see the handles coming from behind the High Priestess's head. She has a cloak on her. She's holding a key in one hand, a book in the other hand. There's some candles lighting. There's also the moon sign, crescent moon, half moon. Some red flowers at the bottom. And what looks like a board or a bat skeleton just resting above the top of the throne. So the High Priestess is bringing in not only our divine feminine, but also bringing in the wisdom, a little bit of stillness and introspection while we contemplate our choices. Also bringing in again some study for the answers that we seek, the expansion of growth that we are driven towards with this week and with the rest of Sagittarius season. So again, it's a time of stillness, a time of waiting, of introspection. We are reminded to not stay too closed off. So again, it is bringing in the balance. And our final card we got is balance. And in this card, there is a woman. She is holding a moon that is lighting up. She has a brown dress on with some leaves, and she is just standing in the clouds. Behind her, we can see some deep space and the moon. We can just see up to her nose as the rest of her face is covered with a cloud, and there is different planets coming down off strings from this cloud. So again, bringing in the balance. Too much of anything isn't good. It is striving for that balance. And again, this is a process, as is everything. Also, this comes in cycles and in layers. So maybe you are stepping up to a new level of integration with balance. Of integrating balance not only into your physical but your spiritual. With the material and the non-material. Again, the moon cycles and seasons are a good way of knowing when to work with this energy instead of fighting against it. So, beautiful souls, the middle of the week, the transformation is occurring. We are being born into the life from the ashes, from the fire. We are bringing in our Queen of Swords, holding our burdens on our shoulders and letting them enrich our growth. We then are born and ready to fly into our next chapter, our new opportunities, our creativity. We are then bringing in with the Page of Wands, good news. We are also bringing in responsibility, maturity. We are then mastering our emotions, bringing in the love and joy and enchantment of family, of prosperity. We are doing then a little bit of introspection, a little bit of study, a little bit of contemplation. And then we are bringing in the balance. I hope you have enjoyed part two, beautiful souls. Stick with me for part three, which will be the end of the week. And then I will move on to the oracle. And you're very welcome back to part three. I did actually start this reading really late last night, so I had to finish on part two. And I got up and said, okay, I need to finish this third part while I have a bit of time this morning, because it just felt unfinished. So this is for the last part of the week. Our fourth card that we have is Change. And this is from the astrology deck. It is the lunar eclipse. There is a picture of an old statue. It is of a woman. Her eyes is really dark. She has a crown on her head, some jewelry around her neck, and some earrings. She is holding one hand out. One hand by her side, and there is just 7 moons going across the different stages of the lunar eclipse. So this is bringing in the change that I was mentioning at the start. Seeing things in a new light, new opportunities coming in, changes in routine, changes in habits, in patterns, in relationships. Changes on all aspects now coming into play. Our next card is the Six of Pentacles, and it is reversed. We did get a really, really good spread for the last part of this week. A lot of major arcanas and really powerful ones at that. So in the Six of Pentacles, this is reversed. There is a skeleton. He is in a field of green skulls and ivy. He is reaching up as if to grab a branch. He has a green shirt on him, a sombrero with red, orange and green around the trim. And he also has some flowers on his skull. So I do like to call this our giving and receiving card. And also, again, it is a time of transition. Of the new opportunities coming into play. So near the end of the week, we might feel a bit up and down, a bit hot and cold. We are definitely bringing in the balance here in the last part of the week. So again, this is focusing on what you really want to create. On what opportunities you desire. On giving as much as you receive. And receive as much as you give. So again, maybe you are not receiving. Or maybe you are not putting yourself out there as much because of the healing that we have been doing. It is trying to find that balance. The next card we got is the Three of Cups. And in this Three of Cups, there is a table. This table has a love heart burnt into the wood. There is some knives coming out of the love heart. There's some red roses and some red and yellow flowers. There is a man skeleton and two women. They are holding chalices and holding them up to cheers. The man has green on him. One of the women have red, the other one has purple and green. So this card is bringing in triumph, it's bringing in healing, it's bringing in a celebration from all the work we have done, from what has occurred. Again, it is also bringing in soul tribe and people that are meeting you at a soul level that can hold space for you, that can meet you where you need to be met. So, a really good positive card celebrating all that we have accomplished so far, all the inner work that we have done, all that we have created. Our next card after that is Temperance. and this is an amazing temperance. She is standing behind a pyramid, but the top of it is square. It reminds me of the Mayans, or the, yeah, one of them. There's some cactuses behind her. She has a shawl on that looks like it is black feathered wings. She has a black dress and it has some green and red patterns on it. She is holding two chalices and the water is flowing up into the other one. We can just see the sun behind her head beaming with light. She has a red flower in her hair and some colourful designs on her skull. There is also some butterflies flying around her. Some yellow flowers and vines at her feet. And there is also a puddle of water with two ripples. So the temperance is bringing in protection. She is bringing in healing and circulation of energy. She is not only helping us, but actually forcing us to see the middle ground, to take the middle path, to avoid any traumatic cuts that we do not need. She is also bringing in adaption. She is bringing in harmony and reconciliation. Again, she is keeping the balance. If the balance is unsettled, it can close off circulation or communication. So she is helping us to evaluate our objectives, bring in a balance, try to reach that balance, helping us to bring the unstable into the stable. So an amazing card, protection, healing, reconciliation, harmony, circulation, balance. Our next card we got is the Empress. So in this card, there is a skeleton woman. She is sitting on a throne. This throne is made out of wood and it has some red on the seat. There is some skulls carved into the bottom of the throne. And I want to say they look like, if you ever seen the film The Punisher, kind of way that skull, the jaw goes really long. She is wearing a black and red dress. And again, this dress, it has the love heart that was on the table in the Tree of Cups, embroidered into the end of the skirt. She has some little sandals on her with flowers. There is a tree trunk on the ground, some amazing yellow flowers. There is green behind her. There is some more flowers also, red, yellow. There's some blue butterflies flying above her. She is holding a gold stick in her hand, and at the top of this stick, it's like a ball, and then it goes into a cross. and she has a fan in her hand, which is green. So the Empress is bringing in an explosion of creativity, of intuition, of love, of nurturing. Of ideas, opportunities. She is also bringing in patience, development, and progress. But she isn't taking action before the time is right, before everything is nurtured. So she is bringing in this creativity, this nurturing, these new opportunities. Our next card we got is the Emperor. So we got the Empress and the Emperor. So powerful and on point for this week. This is the best Emperor I've seen so far. So in this card, the Emperor is on another throne, the same as the Empress. He has kind of like a military or a king's kind of suit on. It's black, white, it has gold trim, he has a gold medal, black boots, red ribbon. He has one of them sticks in his hand, and instead of the top of it being a circle, the top of it is a square, and then it goes up into a cross. He also has an AK-47, I want to say. I don't know me guns that well. But yeah, it looks like an AK-47 because of the way you put the clip in. And it has gold on the handle, so it's blinged up. And gold on, I want to say, the barrel. Again, I'm not that good with guns. He also has an anchor on his right leg, anchoring him. There is again them lovely gold flowers around. Oh, I'm just after noticing as well, there's like a little cannabis plant leaf in the background too, and there is some more yellow and red flowers, and again some of these blue butterflies. So the Emperor is bringing in security, he's bringing in protection with the anchor. This is anchoring him. He cannot be moved. He is also leaning on a chest which is locked. So this is representing all that he has earned in the material world, knowing that it is safe and that this inflow of abundance is constant. Again, it is in circulation. He is bringing in this masculine power. Again, acquiring what he desires through this work. But again, he is standing in his power. He's not abusing it for his ego. If he did, this could make him cold and not protective. So again, aiming high for what we want. Tapping into the help and support that is available to us. So amazing that that has come straight after the Empress. Our final card before I move on to the oracles is gratitude. And in this card, there is a picture of two people collapsing hands. So there's one hand and then there's two hands holding it. There is kind of like a blurred image of a woman in the background with a colourful dress on, some flowers in her hair. She is in a field of flowers, and then we can just see the cosmic space behind and half a moon. So this is bringing us to gratitude, reminding us that once we shift to this positive vibration, it can then bring more of an inflow of this energy, of this vibration, of abundance in all of its forms. It is reminding us also that we always have something, if not many things, to be grateful for and to give gratitude to. Again, this is a high vibration. It is that of self-love, of being grateful, of being at peace with where you have been and where you are going. So a little quick recap before we move on to the oracle. So the end of the week, the changes are starting to come in, starting to be realised, starting to be materialised. We do have to work on our giving and receiving, of overcoming any problems. They can be dealt with. It is again how we see things from our perspective, the attitude that we take. Then we are celebrating what has occurred. We are healing. We are then bringing in the balance, bringing in harmony, bringing in reconciliation, bringing in meeting in the middle. We are then getting a burst of creativity, ideas, inspirations, intuition, nurturing. And then we are aiming high, standing in our power, manifesting what we desire. We are then reminded to shift our focus to gratitude. So our first oracle to finish this off is Pillar of Light. Your vibration is rising. You are the oracle. So again, what an amazing card, reminding us that we are the oracle. We are the bridge between heaven and earth. Our ancestors, guides, galactic team are not above us. Without us, they wouldn't have a voice. They are in awe of us as much as we are in awe of them. But again, we are reminded that we are all equal. They are not above us, not outside of us. So not to give our power away. Again, walking in the balance, standing in our power, knowing our worth, knowing our strength, knowing our divine essence. Our next one we got is Archangel Michael, trusting heaven. So Archangel Michael has come in this week to remind us that we are protected, we are loved, we are cherished. Also guiding us to surrender any fears, any doubts, any concerns, allowing miracles to occur, allowing the inflow of abundance and prosperity in all of its forms to come in. He has also come in to remind us to speak our truth, share our voice, communicate from the heart center. He is also guiding us that some cords may need to be cut, some power may need to be called back. Remember, cords of love cannot be cut. And as ever, once these cords are cut, we can then pull the roots out, throw it to the vial of flame for transmutation, and let Archangel Michael infuse with his blue light where these cords once were, allowing more of our true authentic light to return to us. So again, Archangel Michael and his legion of angels, his deep blue dragon, his sword of light, sword of truth, cloak of wisdom is there to protect us, to guide us through our next step. The next one we got is the shark, and this has come in for us to lead as a powerful, peaceful warrior. Works with Archangel Metatron and Julius. So again, the sharks, they protect the psychic gifts, keys and codes that the dolphins hold. They are here to help us stand in our power. They are tuned into all of their senses. They have honed in and mastered their senses that much that they can use them to locate the tiniest of vibrations in the water. By allowing their large numbers to disseminate around the universe, they are activating the higher diamond light codes that connect to their home planet and also other parts of the universe. So So this has come to us for us to be a peaceful spiritual warrior, to strengthen our discipline, claim our power, and act calm and as a wise influence for the highest good of all. To do this, we need to develop and hone in on our senses, tune into the needs of others around us. Because we are strong, we are sensitive, we may have sacrificed ourselves in some way for the higher and for the common good. We are guided to examine our life and decide what brings us joy, what brings us satisfaction. And then we are also guided to bring more of these things into our life so that we can feel and stand in our power as a peaceful warrior with a feeling of personal contentment. Our next card is the Fire Dragon, coming straight in, burning up lower energies around us, keeping us safe, keeping us protected, burning up any challenges before we even face them, clearing our pathway, clearing any stagnant or stuck energy that may surround us, helping us to be determined and inspired to go for our next chapter, to aim high, to step into our power and self-mastery. Again, these dragons are master clearance experts. This fire scorches away the old, again making way for the new. And I have actually been calling on the fire dragon the last couple of days. So invoking the fire dragon to help clear any last stagnant energy that may surround you at the moment. And our final card is generosity. Generosity is a quality of spirit. It is rejoicing in the good fortune of others, even when you have nothing to celebrate yourself. It is an attitude of mind, which means that you are happy to give without expecting in return. Drawing this card invites you to be generous hearted and indicates that you are ready to aspire to this noble quality. Angel wisdom suggests that you give of yourself freely, openly, and lovingly. The rewards for generosity are great, for all that you give from an open heart is returned to you multiplied. And the affirmation, I am generous hearted, as ever, beautiful souls, thank you so much for joining me for this guidance for the week ahead. I know it was really detailed, but I just went with what I was guided to do by my spirit guide and galactic team. They were really clear and precise with what way this reading was to go for this week. So I hope you enjoyed. I am sending you all an abundance of love, light and blessings. Thank you as ever for shining your light. Stop, Eve. Sorry, Eve is trying to eat my cards. And thank you for sharing your voice. Remember, it is needed in order for the universe to harmonize. I will be back soon. I'm sorry I didn't get the spiritual hour done last week, as it was just a roller coaster of a week. I will also be back with some guided meditations. Remember, if you would like a personal reading, you can catch me here through Anchor, Cosmic Angel 555. You can also catch me through Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube, Cosmic Angel 555. Or you can head over to my website, cosmicangelsimplesight.com. Also, remember to go and check my beautiful soul queens out. You can catch one of them on Serafina Radio on Anchor, Serphina. And you can also catch my other soul sister on Spiritual Journey with Ataya on Anchor. Love and light, beautiful souls. Namaste.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.